Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their problems. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie.
Which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Therapy Thursday is on and popping right now. 888-429-0941 is how you can get Dr. Dobby.
He's ready.
Meredith MD.
Hello.
Your meteorologist and OBGYN, Orlando. Or anybody that, you know, can take part, because we got a lot of advice last week from a lot of them lab coats that are out there via text. So 888-429-0941, get in on that. Who is first?
I have one that came in earlier today.
What do you got?
It says, I think my neighbor stole my Amazon packages. This has happened twice. I can't prove it. Unfortunately, I don't have cameras set up in the house, but I am almost positive it was him. I want to confront him, but what if I'm wrong? I've lived here for 6 years, and I've never had a delivery come up missing. Now, all of a sudden, after they moved in 3 months ago, things are coming up.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You need proof. So go ahead and invest in whatever Ring kind of camera, a doorbell thing you have. That's what you need to do, first of all.
I mean, that's first, because I wasn't really a fan of having cameras at the house. But I do think that in this case, you probably need to have one. I do think you can get those exterior ones that you can even point, like, from your house. I mean, I've seen neighbors fight over it because they think that it's pointed at their house.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you show the place in between, the land in between your house, then you could see them walk from their house.
Yes.
Past that path, you know, over there. And you let them know it's there, because then they'll stop stealing.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to, like, map out a way to get around it. Plus, tell other neighbors, like, hey, can you look out for my packages? Because I'm missing some stuff, and I'm sure anybody working from home, with the number of people that work from home now, they can keep an eye on it too, because they're like, you know, it's them new folks over there. Right?
There's nothing that, worse than getting that email saying that your package has been delivered. Sometimes there's even a little picture of it, and then boom, you get there,
it's
nothing.
Not there.
Yeah, exactly.
And neighbors will steal, or at least keep some of your stuff, especially if it's delivered to the wrong area. Right, Dobby?
Yeah, Dobby kept a trash can that was delivered to him.
Electric trash can.
It had my name on it. Did it?
No, it didn't.
It had my address on it. Yeah,
and you knew it was not you, because you had just moved into the place.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it was for the previous person.
Right.
Hey, I don't have the address for it.
There you go. There's
proof.
I loved
that trash can. It was great.
All right. Let's see here. Out of the 863, it says, this is my question. I had it saved for Mansers, but I haven't heard you guys say that. So I want to ask, why is it that men can't clean worth a damn? Whenever they cook or prepare anything to eat, it's a sticky, crummy mess, or any post-shower bathtub is just terrible. When we clean it, it's pristine. When men clean it, it needs to be cleaned again. Please make me understand.
That is a gross generalization.
It is. I live with it, so I feel you, girl. I've dated many gross men.
I feel you, girl. Like, come on, don't bond over that.
Some guys just are gross.
Some girls are gross.
If we generalized anything about women, y'all would be upset.
Right.
So to say guys can't, because I'm sure there's a dude out there that was maybe in the Navy that knows how to make something ship shape, or, you know, somebody out there who had a good mama that taught him how to clean. Like, there's guys out there that know how to clean.
And I don't cook much, so that doesn't apply to me very much. But, like, the bathroom aspect of it, I do not leave the bathroom a mess. If I shave, I make sure all the little hairs are down the drain. If I have to go in the shower, I'm not leaving the shower looking crazy.
Do you leave the toilet seat up?
Do I leave the toilet? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, probably.
I don't. But I do.
Who cares?
These are things that she cares about.
You have hands.
I don't want to touch the toilet seat.
So I have to?
Yes, because you lift it up.
But that's not in the same thing that she's talking about. She's talking about leaving a mess.
Right.
Well, listen, I will tell you that I have a friend that owns, like, a cleaning company, and she argued with me because I have a cleaning lady that I've had forever. And she does that as a business. And she said, I will tell you that 9 times out of 10, men don't clean as well as ladies do. She said, so when I'm going into clients, they're usually men. because men need a woman's touch.
A deep clean.
And she's like, and it's just in us. Now, I don't believe that, but that's what I've been told by a cleaning professional.
By an expert, yeah.
Yeah, that she believes that out of the people she's seen, guys can't really handle the clean.
How can
part.
We get you guys to clean a little bit more?
I don't like it, this generalization.
Okay, it, okay.
It is a generalization, but I will say the way you can fix it, if we're giving you advice, is you need to stop giving him the orders and do it with him. Because if you do it with him, now you're showing him what you expect while you're doing it. That's the best advice I can give you. When you get ready to clean, say, hey, babe, can you help me clean? And y'all do it together so you can show him what kind of what your bar is. If he walks away after making a sandwich and you clean it all up, he comes
everywhere.
Back, there's no lesson there. Yeah. You can't train that puppy that way. But if you walk him through it with you and show how you expect it to be done or how you won't bitch about it, now he's going to want to do that, because the last thing he wants is to make a sandwich, sit down, get ready to eat, and hear you bitching.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and invite him to the cleaning. Get him over there on the island with the wipes and do that.
In my experience, women leave the bathroom a mess. Go check the bathroom after.
You're
like,
still fighting the debate.
I am. Because they leave makeup everywhere, eyelashes. A night that you're going to go out, look at how upside down that bathroom
but
is.
But that's that one that's night. Fair. It will be cleaned up either that night or the next day. It's not staying like
but
that.
But sticky, crummy, yeah, I hate that. And I get it, but that's a problem. So whatever. 888-429-0941. You got questions, we got you on Therapy Thursday. We got more coming up. Don't move. Therapy Thursday. I will tell you before we jump in, we got a lot of responses that are as offended as Davi was.
Thank you.
About the generalization of men can't clean. Just to give you a few of them, it says, I'll put my cleaning against any females. My mama taught me well.
There you
Somebody
go.
Else says, Orlando's right. I do the cleaning in my house, not my wife. She leaves all the messes. And then this person, Josiah, says, a man raised by his mama knows how to clean unless his mama was nasty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay. All right, I'll take it back. I'm sorry.
There you go. Don't generalize. This is a therapeutic place right here, Meredith. We got to have a safe space
for science.
I still kind
of feel like it's men, a little true.
Men, this is a moment. Meredith just apologized to all of us.
Yes, exactly.
Mark the date and time.
Therapy Thursday, the last one for the
ever.
For no more. Yeah. We're not doing this no more.
Right?
Because she just broke the whole matrix, all right? What we got?
Out of the 813, my mom has been living with us for 6 months. Every time I try to talk to her about moving, she always says she found something and is looking into it, but it never results in anything. Also, she has a dog. I don't like dogs. I actually am allergic to dogs and the hairs everywhere. She rarely cleans up after herself, and anytime I confront her, it's a huge argument. I have never lived on my own as an adult for more than a year now. How do I get her out of my house?
I think you have to be proactive. The good news is it sounds like mom is open to moving. It's just we all know moving is a huge hassle, and maybe she needs that battery in her back. So like the next time she's like, hey, I found something, help her with it. Like, okay, what's the status? Let's go check it out. Is there a deposit? Who's the landlord? Like, start checking all these boxes so it can't just, oh, I found something. Oh, it didn't work out.
Yeah, push your mom out the door. That's what you
should
do.
It's a sensitive subject, though. You got to be – you can't just push her out right away.
That's what Davi is saying. It's like, push her out.
But she's open to the idea. It's not like she wants to stay forever.
It's your mom, though.
Okay.
Like, moms
you don't push out your mom.
But like, you can encourage her to leave.
But just do it with care.
100%.
Be tactful.
Did he say? Do it with love.
Yeah.
Do it with love.
You're going to have to help her move.
Right. You're going to have to help her a lot, but just do it with care. And also, the fact that your mama is staying in the house and your house is dirty with all them hairs, we've located the dirty mama. Apparently, like everybody was saying, your mama ain't teach you
right.
We're
looking for you.
Yeah, we're just looking for mama. Mama has been located. All right, what we got?
We got one out the 727. It says, my son is becoming an adrenaline junkie. From skydiving, bungee jumping, he even tried flying in a squirrel suit. I'm concerned because it seems like his adventures are becoming more and more extreme. As a mom, I am terrified. How can I get him to slow down?
A squirrel. Oh, I've seen that You've before. Seen the squirrel? Yeah, they jump off a cliff.
That's the Red Bull thing that they do, and it's like air, like a
they
like
do
a
sponsor those
like
kind
type
of things.
Thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I mean, well, okay, so obviously your son is a different beast. Like, mm-hmm. and I don't know if he's like maybe a military guy or some sort of thing like that, but I mean, those people are different. And it's hard to get that back in the bottle. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to get that to stop. So what you can do is maybe, like, you know, help him realize that once he's done it, leave it alone. Don't keep going back. Because the law of averages is accidents happen when you do it more frequently. So if he does a jump and is successful, okay, let's move on to something else. Like, try and get him, you know, and maybe embolden him to do some more things that aren't as crazy, but you're not going to get him to stop.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think there's anything you can do.
That's who he is.
To make him slow down. This is an adrenaline junkie. They're always going to be looking for that next fix, that next rush of, you know, adrenaline, that blood pumping through your vein. If your man, if he's doing squirrel suits, ain't nothing out the window.
I mean, I don't even know how you do. Do you get a tandem? Suit? Like, I could jump in tandem with somebody.
It's just you.
But a squirrel suit is all you. You make a mistake.
Yeah. And you probably have to travel to go to a place that you could do that.
Because you can't do that off the Gandy.
No.
It's not going to work.
I mean, I'm sure somebody from Pinellas has tried. Yeah. You can't do that off the Gandy.
I have one for Davi that just came in. Dr. Davi. My son is 15. All of his football friends have tattoos. I'm cool with him getting one as long as it meets my standards. Some other parents and family are completely against it and throwing a huge fit. Is 15 too young?
Well, 15.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Now, Davi is your legal representative.
Oh, no, I know the right answer to this. 15 is too young. You're legally in the state of Florida. You're not allowed to get a tattoo at 15, even if mom is there. You have to wait till you're 16.
Okay, good, because I was wondering if the other Davi was going to answer.
Well, yeah. Let's say it's 16 then.
Honestly, I would have him hold off. Honestly, I waited.
Even at 16?
Even at 16, I would have him hold off, not for what the rest of your family says or anything like that, just because you make bad decisions. And what you want at 16, you might not want at 17. It's not like 10 years down the line. It might be next semester you could be regretting this. So I would encourage him to chill out. But if that is not, you know, part of it, then – if anything else, make sure you go to a professional place. I'm not plugging my thing, just a real tattoo shop, because a lot of those first tattoos are at a party,
a
friend bought a machine, something like that. If it's going to happen, make sure you guide him to a great artist in a good shop.
You asked the right guy there, because I think he's testifying when he comes to those early tattoos.
Yeah.
Didn't you get – what age was your first
No,
one?
Mine was 18. Okay. I waited. Right. It was on my 18th birthday.
What was it?
It just looks like it was somebody who did it.
No,
that was that
good.
First one that you got that looked a little
A lot of them look like that, though, when you see them. They just look kind of janky.
Got a lot of
who,
prison.
Mine?
You got early ones. Whoa. You got really good artwork that's on that now, but you got some janky ones. Like when you was on the cruise, that was like, I know they think he been to prison.
Begged to differ.
Shots have been fired in the studio. Oh, man.
All right, listen here. This is out of the 727. It said, real quick, I just want to know about somebody who put their hands on my child. Yes, my husband has my child as his, but he is not his biological child. I've never put my hands on his daughter, and I didn't expect him to put his hands on my child. How do you handle someone rearing your kid when they're not supposed to be doing so? I would love to hear what you got to say.
Don't touch my kid unless we have a conversation about it first. I don't know.
That's her husband.
That's cool. Then that means we've had said conversation. If he went too far, I'm also going to have a problem with that. So we're definitely going to have to talk behind closed doors about what happened, what went down, why did it go so far. It just depends on who you are, too, as a parent. Are you okay with somebody like spanking and all that? Some parents these days are not okay with it. Some kids deserve a good spanking. I think we all can agree on that at the same time, but you never want it to go too far.
I'm so worried about that. Like, yeah, this is a family setting. Mom, dad, he got a kid, she got a kid, so blended family.
Yeah.
If you've married this man, you trust him.
Right,
if you trust him and live with him and you're sharing your life and your kid with him, you trust him. Mm-hmm. If you trust him, you got to, I mean, you can't just halfway. You can't be halfway, what did it say, straddling the fence. If you trust him, trust him.
It depends on your
his
parenting.
His decision was there. You got to rock with what he did. Now, if you want to post fix it after the mix,
that's
say,
what
hey,
I'm saying.
You know, let's discuss that on why it happened and what your thought process was so I could share with mine. But you pretty much can't tell a man how to raise his child. You don't want to be him. That's your child. This is my child. You know what I'm saying?
Listening.
Like my kid is over here. Your kid is over there. You do what you do with your kid. Like, what kind of family is
it appropriate to ask what the kid did?
Yeah, did he deserve
does that matter?
It? Did you overreact?
Is that a factor to you?
Yeah.
I heard he was a bad kid.
Yeah, like, what did he do? Did he drop something on the floor
right.
where he didn't
yeah,
deserve
and,
it?
And all, actually, you want to see, did he cross the line? Did he overreact?
Exactly.
But if you trust this man and you marry this man and you have this man inside your inner sanctum or whatever, then
but somebody you trust could still have a lapse in judgment.
Oh, and it happens all the time, and you see it on the news all the time. Oh, my next door neighbor, oh, my family member, I never thought that they would ever be like this or act like that, and then boom, something happens, you know. So yes, definitely have a conversation with them about what happened and did he deserve it.
All right, well, there you go. Therapy Thursday knocked out.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show, mornings from 6 to 10, Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.